You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Larry Nassar is back in a courtroom today, hearing more victim impact statements from women and girls who say he sexually abused them under the guise of medical treatment. This time, the courtroom is in Eaton County. And we're hearing from the Attorney General. The number of accusers continues to rise. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells is with us now via Skype from Charlotte. Remind us, Kate, just how this hearing in Eaton County fits into the whole sentencing picture for Nassar.
Yeah, so it can be confusing. When you saw Nassar on TV and all over the news last week, we were in Ingham County. This, obviously, like you said, is in Eaton County. There's a universal plea deal for Nassar that covers both counties, and they are all sexual abuse charges that he's pled guilty to, but they involve different victims. The victims in Ingham County, they were treated at Michigan State University. The victims in this county were often treated at Twistar's Gymnastics Club here in Eaton County. So there's a little bit of a difference, and the judge in this case will also be able to give Nassar a separate sentence. The thing is, that sentence is going to run concurrently to the Ingham County sentence. So it essentially won't be more or additional time for Nassar to be in prison, but it's another chance for women and girls to come forward and confront him directly.
Okay. And Twistar's really was a very important part of U.S. gymnastics training, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was huge. I mean, it was one of the most successful in Michigan. It was really seen as, if you wanted your kid to win, if you wanted a chance of going to the Olympics, you went to John Gettert, you went to Twistar's. And he had a reputation for being very tough, for being very difficult. But what we have been hearing from women and girls during these testimonies is that they feel he was abusive, not just physically, but psychologically, and that he turned a blind eye to Nassar, and that essentially created an atmosphere where Gettert was this bad guy that they were terrified of, and Nassar was able to play this nice guy role that allowed people to trust him and let their guard down around him.
And Gettert has stepped down, correct?
He was suspended from USAG pending an investigation. I've read that he has transferred ownership of the gym to his wife. So we still don't know the final word yet. He has announced his retirement, as far as I'm aware.
Okay. Now, what is the mood like in the courtroom?
I would say it is still pretty somber and a little bit quieter than what we saw in Ingham County. We're not expecting quite as many women and girls. We're expecting maybe 60, 65 to speak between now and next Tuesday. There's still a lot of media attention. It doesn't seem quite as hyper-driven as before. And we're hearing from women and girls now who say, even as of last week, they were not planning to come forward. One of the victims who made a statement today said, you know, even as of last week, until she saw all those women speaking in Ingham County, she still was in denial about Nassar. She still was believing, you know, he gave me legitimate medical treatment. And that is what drove her to come forward finally this week and make a statement. What we did learn today is that 256 women and girls have come forward to the Michigan Attorney General's office to make a complaint. And the AG's office says that more of them are coming forward against Nassar all the time.
Boy, and I remember it wasn't long ago we were talking at something like 130, 131.
Yeah, that was one of the most recent counts that was put out a few weeks ago. So it shows you the impact that those Ingham County sentences had, that having all those attention on the women and the girls, being able to hear their voices, really changed the direction of this case.
So give us an idea of what you've heard today.
It's been another morning where we've heard a lot of similar statements and experiences to what we've heard before. You know, very young girls, some as young as 15, 13, who trusted Nassar and idolized him. We also heard from one mom, Amy Preston, who talks a lot about what this has been like from the parent perspective.
When my daughter abruptly wanted to quit gymnastics as she was entertaining which full-ride scholarship she wanted to attend, we couldn't believe it. The icing on the cake was just around the corner. So for 3 months, we contemplated this decision with her. One night, a week before regionals, John kicked her out of the gym for not making her routines and having a tired, bad attitude. She called me, said it was her last practice ever, no more. I told her to call Larry and talk to him about the decision. If he agreed that she should be done, then so be it. He then called me and asked if he could drive her home on a Thursday night from East Lansing to Brighton. I thought this to be an exorbitant measure, but that was how he was. He cared deeply for their well-being. I said, sure, okay, thank you. She came home, he called me, she was done. Still to this day, I do not know what was said. Still to this day, I regret that night. I regret the trust I gave him, the blind adoration.
Kate, you were there every single day during the sentencing hearing before Judge Aquilina in Ingham County. Tell us about the Eaton County judge. What is this judge like?
Yeah, so Judge Cunningham is still abiding by the same universal plea agreement. So the ground rules here are pretty similar, the way this is going to operate. She says, however, that she is not going to let as many parents or guardians speak. She wants to keep it primarily to the victims themselves. And, you know, she runs a tight ship. She's been clear, though, that she will make her own sentence, and that if for some reason the Ingham County sentence that Judge Aquilina handed down were to be appealed, her sentence will still stand alone. It is separate, even though Nassar will be serving them at the same time.
One of the striking elements of Judge Aquilina's sentencing hearing was the way she addressed every single survivor with some particular encouragement afterward. Are you seeing that in Eaton County as well?
A little bit, to a little bit more of a reserved extent. You know, Judge Cunningham is a different kind of judge. Mm-hmm. She's definitely addressing each of these victims afterwards, saying, thank you for your courage. I've really heard this. I think you're doing a great job. But it's not quite as dramatic as Judge Aquilina.
And what about Larry Nassar? Are you seeing anything different from him?
Well, he's in a different jumpsuit this time. He's now in an orange jumpsuit, I assume, because he's in a different jail at this point. Hmm. He's still pretty much the same. He's less emotional than he was towards the end there in Ingham County. At one point, he started to look down, and one of the survivors yelled at him, look at me, saying, you know, that's the least that you owe me. But we haven't really seen any emotion from him. He's pretty shut down.
Michigan Radio's Kate Wells with us from Charlotte at the final sentencing hearing for Larry Nassar. Thank you so much, Kate.
Thanks, Cindy.